It's snack time. I'm your host, Marno. Joining me on the playground today is my friend, Justin, who is sharing his favorite snack, Doritos. Hi, Justin.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
You know, just surviving. Doing as well as we can right now.
Are you doing as well as maybe like a half-eaten bag of Doritos, you'd say? I feel like that's pretty much the state of the world.
I would say I'm a bag of almost fully eaten Doritos that it's just like the crumbs at the bottom, but someone for some reason chip clipped it and put it back in the pantry.
That is evil.
Like hanging on to just some form of happiness, just like a little bit, just a little bit there.
Chaotic evil.
Truly.
Listeners, if you do that. So, Brittany, if you're listening, chaotic evil. So, Doritos. Love them. Come in many flavors. So I must ask, which flavor is your number one? And then, if you would like, please rank Doritos flavors from best to worst.
So here's the thing. Doritos, they're not my favorite snack of all time. Like, it's not, but it is my current of the now. Mm-hmm. Because they're just, well, one, they're 2 for $6 at Target. So I'm always down for a deal.
The price and availability has really pushed it to the top of your faves list right now.
The price, I guess, did kind of push it to the top because you can like mix and match then. So you don't have to decide, like, it's not like a single choice of what you're getting that day. You can mix. So although I went spicy this time. So in the last round of Target pickups, it was Flamin' Hot and Spicy Nacho. Yum. Which I think are two of the superior Dorito flavors.
I mean, at the moment. Yeah, you just can't go wrong with their classic nacho, and the spicy nacho, if you like spice, is literally just that, but spicy.
And the Flamin' Hot, it's like, if you are a spice person, it's like, it is, I think, the hottest of the Flamin' Hot varieties, which is hard to, it's hot, the hottest one that doesn't make you super sick, and I like that because it immediately makes me sweat, but it's still good. And I'm already almost done with like half a bag, and I opened it on Friday, so
yum.
It's good. But as far as ranking, okay, here's the thing. I think Doritos is an equal opportunity. Everyone has their own like favorite for some reason. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to rank them except for spicy sweet chili. That one is fucking garbage and no one should buy it.
What?
That.
No, I love that chip. Flavor.
I think it is.
No, we have to disagree on this. No, I freaking love that Doritos flavor. Please give me a reason.
I think because it's not a sweet chili flavor. It is literally like a bastardized Asian version of a like spicy chip. Like, if you're gonna give me a sweet chili, I'm expecting something to have that like sweet tang of it, and it doesn't check any of the boxes necessary.
Okay.
For that
I think
flavor
you went
title.
Into it you went into eating that chip, the experience, with too high of expectations. I saw the bag, saw the name, but saw Doritos and accepted the fact that it's not going to be precise.
So you're telling me we shouldn't hold our chip products to a higher standard?
I mean, I think we should hold them to a high standard, but I think your disappointment in the flavor is impeding your chance for enjoyment, because I still think it's a tasty chip. It's just not exactly what you would expect. But maybe if it was named something else, you wouldn't go into the expectation of an actual, like, sweet chili.
What would you name it instead? Cardboard dust? I don't, like, it's...
It doesn't just taste like cardboard. It has flavor to it. It is a little sweet and a little spicy.
I don't know, Mary. I don't know. It's a no for me, love. It's just, I I can't get behind it. But the rest of them.
How do you feel about Cool Ranch? Tell me about Cool Ranch. Because I feel like some people hate Cool Ranch.
Yeah, Cool Ranch is definitely a polarizing flavor. But I am pro Cool Ranch. Mm-hmm. When the Doritos Locos Tacos decided to include. It's so sad we can't get from them anymore. It's so sad. Talk about why you got to be like that. Muy Enterprises or whatever.
There's a whole laundry list of places that.
But yeah, I remember when that first came out in like high school, I was like, oh fuck yes, there's a Cool Ranch flavor. Because mom, if I'm going to eat garbage, I want to eat like good tasting garbage.
I want it to taste like part of this came out of a bag of chips.
Which, you know, what a smart way to, because that's the taco shell. But yeah, Cool Ranch, I think it was one of the ones in like the snack pack you get from Costco. Was one of the ones I always fought for. Mm-hmm. Luckily, with my sister, she didn't like flavors until she graduated high school. And then
She liked flavors. Me and her used to pound down an order of chili fries from the Hat. That was our like after school snack. Like, what was it? My sophomore year.
Okay, but like, Brittany didn't like In-N-Out until after high school.
Oh, I didn't know this about her.
Yeah, so like chili fries, that's just kind of, I mean, not saying it's not, it's kind of basic, you know, it's basic. It's not like she was adding any flavor, like sauces on top of it. She was just like, oh, this is this thing. And what I mean by like, no, Brittany was like, I will eat like a regular Cheeto, a regular, like Dorito. I'm not going to go venture out to try any of the other flavors. She's not
okay. Wait. Can we talk about regular Doritos? Try a
Cool Ranch.
Because
yeah,
there are like regular Doritos. Apparently, like no flavors on them. But like,
oh, you mean those like
just corn chips?
Yeah.
Have you had them? I've never had them.
I don't know if we. I'm looking at the website right now, and I've not had one, two.
Oh, wait, yeah. What three. Are other flavors?
I haven't tried three flavors of Dorito products.
Which one?
So there's Flamin' Hot Nacho, Flamin' Hot Limon, Doritos Nacho Cheese, Cool Ranch, Spicy Sweet Chili, their version of Takis, which is Dynamita Chile Limon. Poppin' Jalapeno, have not tried. Spicy Nacho, Flamas, Jacked, Ranch Dipped Hot Wings. That's the one I have not tried.
What? Wait.
The Tortilla Chips. And then they have the Tapatio. And then there's organic ones, which are actually very good. I do recommend those. Spicy White Cheddar and White Cheddar. And then the Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch.
Okay. There's a lot of these that I've never seen in the store, so I haven't tried.
Same. That Jacked one, I don't think. And as a bro who works out, you'd think I'd try the Jacked version.
And I love the packaging is like so like disgustingly male. It's like how like Dove makes Dove for men and it's like black. I'm like, okay, like it's named after a freaking bird that means peace. So I think your packaging can reflect that and still be okay for men to use.
I thought it was like Dove Cameron's body line.
Stupid. You're dumb. What? Wait, who even is Dove Cameron? That name sounds familiar, but I don't quite know who that is.
She's like a Disney person.
Oh.
Like the newer like Disney people.
Gen Z.
Yeah.
The Zoomers.
The Zoomers. Do you think if they introduced Zoom now, the Zoomers would be like all over it? Like the TV show Zoom, not the web screen? Thing.
What we're recording this podcast on.
Yeah.
I don't know because I feel like I can't predict what Zoomers actually like because there's some stuff and I'm like, oh, so pure. And some stuff where I'm like, y'all are mean.
But also, isn't Zoom from our day kind of like 5-minute crafts? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Just I mean, like, yeah, it was like crafting before YouTube.
I think that's where I learned how to make ants on a log too.
Oh, cute. Zoom was the freaking best. And I also loved...
your parents... What were you
going to say?
I was going to say, when your parents have to work and you're like letting yourself in.
Oh yeah, latchkey kids,
full latchkey, and like how turn on PBS as soon as you get home.
Yep. When it comes to snacking, are you salty or sweet? Pick a side and show your pride with Snack Time merch. We've got stickers, we've got mugs, we've even got bucket hats. All available at Shop Marno on Etsy. That's S-H-O-P-M-A-R-N-O on Etsy. Now, back to Snack Time. So earlier you mentioned that Doritos aren't your all-time fave, but they're your current fave. And it's mostly because of like, it's available at Target. but like, have you ever had another time of your life where you just ate like a ton of Doritos? Because I feel like I've definitely gone through like phases of different types of chips or even like different snacks. Like, did you ever have like a Dorito phase?
Oh my God. Yeah. So like, I think it was junior high and then high school, full latchkey, just like tear through Doritos after school, which I am still confused as to why I'm not like 400 pounds or like, because all I ate was junk because I didn't really know how to.
But you've always been really active.
I mean, not to this extent where I'm at now.
Like in school, like you were in activities that like you had to move around. And you are not someone to half-ass anything. So, like, if someone was like, do this dance move, you were like, I'm doing that and making it look like an explosion is coming out of my body. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I guess that's fair. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think that my caloric intake matched what was being burned off is what I'm trying to get at. Like, it just doesn't make sense. But high school, yeah, it was like always readily available, and I want to say there is a price thing at what it was, either at Costco, Target, whatever grocery store my parents were shopping at.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was a steady supply of Doritos or some sort of snack like that. And I always remember like when I was in Pop Warner or soccer, any of the game days, always going for like the snack bag that had them in there.
That classic Costco variety. It always had like just plain Lay's, which I'm like, come on, what a flavor. Plain Lay's. Sometimes they would have like sour cream and onion Lay's, and then like probably usually like nacho cheese Doritos and Cool Ranch Doritos, and then just like plain Fritos. I feel like that was the combo.
Yeah, and I didn't appreciate Fritos until later in life. I've always been, plain Lay's just never made sense to me.
Plain Lay's, like there's a time and a place, like if there's a dip, yes. But other than that, not really a fun time.
But it's a Lay's isn't a dippable chip. You know what I mean?
Very true. You have to have a very, very thin liquid dip for just regular Lay's,
and that's not the kind of dip I want. I want like, I'm a flavor. I need chunks.
Yeah, same. I mean, I will take any kind of dip. I love sauces, I love dips, but I do prefer chunky dips. Oh, this makes me think of another thing. Have you ever dipped Doritos in like salsa or guacamole?
Okay. This, I do remember dipping nacho cheese Doritos in ranch.
In ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Not was that what I was expecting.
Well, okay, because I think there was also just, this again, to the like fatty time of high school where I was just like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, let me dip this into ranch, everything into ranch.
Yeah, that's true. I think like most millennials went through a ranch phase where like, everything was dipped in ranch.
Yeah, and I'm still in that ranch phase where a lot of times I'm like, this would be a lot better if I could dip it in ranch.
I mean, true, but you're not like cracking open a bag of Doritos and dipping it in ranch. What was the flavor that went the best with ranch? I mean, I guess Cool Ranch makes sense, but that's just so much ranch.
It's so much ranch. I think I only did like the nacho.
Yeah.
Because I don't think any of these wilder flavors came out until Flamin' Hot Dorito was only available in gas stations for a while, and then it finally made it to grocery stores.
Wait, really?
Yes, and okay, this is how this went down.
Please give me this backstory.
At my last job, there were a couple of the nurses that were working in the office, and so when we'd ever come into the actual office building, my friend Nancy, she would always have a snack ready for me. And then one day she was like, buddy, you need to come and try this.
Buddy.
And she knew that I like spicy. So she was like, you have to try these. They're the best ones. And it was the Flamin' Hot Doritos. Mm. She's like, they're only available at gas stations right now. So I'll pick them up whenever I have to get gas.
How does she know?
So like, if we ever saw them, because she found them, tried to pick them up at a grocery store or at like Target or something, mm-hmm. and couldn't find them. So she was like, it was like how, you know how like the Flamin' Hot fries, they were only in gas stations for a long time.
Oh, I don't think I knew and that then, either.
Oh yeah. The any of these Flamin' Hot products, like I knew where they were. I knew where, how to find them.
You have the Flamin' Hot intel.
Mm-hmm. That's the subreddit I am following very closely. But yeah, so she would have that ready, and then from there, it was just whenever we would have other snacks, like, bring that in. But that's where I first got my disdain for fucking the sweet chili lime, or the spicy sweet chili.
Ugh. Ugh. I mean, it's not very spicy, so to put the word spicy in it is definitely a misnomer. But, like, the sweetness is there. There is like a slight chili flavor. It's just not the exact like sweet chili sauce. It doesn't say sweet chili sauce either, though, in their defense.
Yeah. Okay, you got me there. You got me.
Like if it said like Thai inspired sweet chili sauce flavored Doritos, then I think you could get like super mad and be like, this is false advertising, you know?
It has what people, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, that it has the what people would relate MSG flavoring to, but in a negative way. Like it is, it's like they bite into it and you're like, MSG is bad for you. When it's not.
It's just salt.
Yeah. But like the negative, any negative correlation.
Mm-hmm.
That you have with MSG, that's what comes up when you eat that chip. So I guess if I did have to rank it would be every other chip and the spicy sweet chili,
even above the ones that you haven't even tried.
Yeah.
What if those ones end up being so nasty, like you're gonna end up trying them one day and be like, oh, I was wrong.
But because I'm too proud, I'm going to be like, no, this is good. This is my new favorite. I love Jacked.
What was it? Jacked buffalo wings something?
It sounds ridiculous. Jacked ranch dipped hot wings. Which bigger, bolder, thicker.
Also, whenever something is named after like a type of meat, it's always interesting because not only do they have to get the ranch flavor, ranch flavor, and I'm assuming like the buffalo flavor if they're hot wings, mm-hmm. they also have to get the wing flavor, which is like interesting because then it's like also chicken flavor.
Also, I don't know, do you know if Bon Appetit did a Doritos episode of their
I actually don't know.
I know that's like a taboo word to say, and I'm sorry for bringing that to your podcast, but I think Claire was a good person in that. Not as well versed at the. Oh, they did do a Doritos. Oh, how did I not know this?
What flavors did she do?
I don't know. I would open it, but I wanted the thing to pick up on the mic. But I wonder if it's like how she gets the spices or like dehydrates something, blends it, blast them.
Another thing that I'm curious about is if you remember the first time you ever had a Dorito. You mentioned like you know, at sporting events? Like, was it at a sporting event, or do you think like you just always had it in the house?
I don't think there's a specific first time, but I definitely remember like my grandma's house over summer just being melting in the like downstairs converted outside area. Mm-hmm. And my cousins and I either playing video games or watching a movie and just tearing through bags of the nacho cheese.
What video games would you guys play? Like, what era is this? Like, what console?
Okay,
what
so it would have been like the first PlayStations or the Nintendo 64. But if it was PlayStations, I think my cousin Brandon and I were playing Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
Or if it wasn't that, we would just be playing outside. And then coming in to eat the nacho cheese and get the dust everywhere. Oh God, I miss that house. I didn't realize until how, like, visiting later on how much in the hood we were living.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I forget that like we had shootings behind our house. I found a dead body a block from my
house
there.
Okay, Tammy Brown.
Fully. Like, we used to play on the flood control, which also like did.
Wait, what's that?
It is based, I think it was they're designed essentially to do that, like if raining too much and it's in an area where like there is a flood risk. So they built these, like, I don't want to say dams, but these like cement structures that would be like create this valley for water to kind of go in between.
Oh, houses. Like the LA, but, like, river?
Freeways usually go over it. Yeah, that's it. That would be it.
Also, can we talk about how it's called the LA River?
Girl, also, I don't know how far you've gone up it or if you've like visited Okay. It's just, it's gross. There's a bike path there and they've tried to like, the areas that they've gentrified are very nice, but then like you get a little farther down and it's just, it's bad. They're trying to like revitalize it, build it up, turn it into a place where you could bring like your families, but then also like,
but it's,
is
like
that where
cement.
You want to bring your family?
Yeah. Isn't it all cement? Like, is there any like grassy parts of it?
I mean, there's parks that they've built on the side of the river, but then when you get into the, like the lower part, there are, that's where the like river is going through. There's grassy areas and more trees growing down there. Who went out? Someone did like a filming. I want to say it was like a drag race person. Oh no, it was Alana and Abby, and they did the kayaking in the LA River with.
Oh no, I have not seen.
I want to say Chelsea Handler, maybe.
They went kayak. People do that.
I think that was the big joke in the filming. Like, oh, this is what we're doing. Like this. Because no one does this.
Is it even legal to like go in?
I don't know. I wouldn't trust it.
Wait, wasn't there someone in our high school, we like won't say names, but wasn't there someone that like took pictures like swimming in it?
Who? Wait, mouth their name. I want to know.
Well, I'll just say it and then like bleep it out.
No, that's her origin story. That's how she was born.
No, I thought that at one point she had like gone and taken, like had a photo shoot in the LA River.
That does not surprise me.
I really think it was like she did that. I think.
That's scary. Because like I wouldn't even, like we had jokes when we were growing up, like don't fall into flood control because like a sewer monster is going to get like, like it's gross. Monster. You shouldn't be going in there.
Yeah, it is really nasty. Stay up to date with new Snack Time episodes, merch, and more on Instagram at Snack Time Pod. That's SnackTimePod. See you there. Oh my God, I just remembered. Rhett and Link did an episode, or no, it was back when they were just like doing vlogs for fun. and they like went to the LA River, but I think just to like ride their bikes along, and then they ended up like looking at like trash that was like along the river, and it just like looks scary.
Yeah.
There's just like discarded strollers and like
Sounds about right. When I last went on that bike path, I ran over a knife, like a pocket knife. And I was like, fuck. I hope that, but luckily like my bike was okay, but the guy I was riding with, he was like, dude, that was very dangerous. Cause I think it shot back at him.
What?
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing though. It like, it connects to Griffith. So we were trying to do like a bike path there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what their whole plan is, to make it like nice and integrated and
people
get out to it. But I mean, sometimes you just got to let garbage be garbage, you know? Put that money elsewhere. Put it into fixing the roads instead, so we can bike there.
The roads, the education system. So many places where money can be reallocated in many cities across this country. Am I right?
You right. You right. You always right. Oh my Except God. For the sweet, spicy sweet chili. In that, you're wrong.
I mean, we just have to agree to disagree on that.
Okay.
I'm just open to the flavors that I want to experience, you know? I mean, I have no bad memories with that flavor. Only fun times.
What was the last fun time that you had with that chip? Tell me.
I mean, just like eating them.
Fun time you had with that. Do you remember? What paint the picture for me. Where were you? What's the setting?
I think the last time. It
had such an impact.
I mean, I wouldn't say. I mean, it's not my favorite Doritos flavor, but I do buy them sometimes. Like in New York. I mean, RIP to me living there, but I used to live above a 7-Eleven and they always had that flavor. So I feel like probably the last time I had it was like a little snack size bag from 7-Eleven and just, you know, watching TV, enjoying. I always share people. I've never encountered someone that wasn't like, ugh, after I like offered them some, you know, they're like always like, yum.
I'm going to say because it was a snack size bag, it was less damage to your system.
Oh my.
So like it was like the full. I think
your expectations were just like really let down.
You know, yeah, sure. I will say that I have a high standard for Doritos and this was such a miss for me that I just heartbroken over the whole thing.
Okay, well, to like make this into a more happy experience for you with Doritos. What is like, do you have like a favorite memory with Doritos? I feel like it's such like a like zesty flavor. It's like a big party snack.
Okay. I know you're trying to like make it a light and happy mood.
Oh God.
but they're like, I think they are one of my like stressor snacks. So right now it's just work. Pandemic, political crises, everything that's going on, it has been very much a comfort snack that I go to. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say fond memories, but like food has definitely gotten me through a lot of tough times in life. And Doritos are one of those like chip bags that I go to comfort me.
All right. So yeah, Doritos has been there for you.
Yeah, when my dad couldn't be, like, I said Doritos.
Oh, my God. Dad Doritos.
Exactly. If they had, like, a Mr. Clean type figure that was their mascot, that would be the type of guy that I would be attracted to. Because
oh, my God. I think you need to, like, write into Doritos and, like, give them your whole, like, emotional connection to them. And then, like, propose that they have, like, a zaddy figure for their marketing.
I was trying to think of like who would be their like Zach. Oh, and then it's like Henry Cavill's the new Doritos spokesperson.
Oh, Henry Cavill is who you would choose.
But, I mean, that's like a daddy, uh-huh. The only daddy person I could think of, right?
Okay, but I mean, he's the first one you thought of, so I think that's interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. He just posted that video of him building that computer.
Wait, and I was what? Like, please tell me more. I don't know anything
Michelle.
About this. Building
he
a computer.
Is just there, and he's it's like this 5-minute video of him just muscles out, just putting together a computer.
What did he post because this on? How long, like, how long has this Instagram? Been out? Like, when did this come out?
I want to say maybe 3 days ago.
Wow, I'm behind on the times.
It was all over gay Twitter. All over gay Twitter. This was posted on, 3 days ago. and yeah, there's just stills that and memes that have come out about it. And he's just looking like he does.
I'm going to need you to send me some of those so I can see.
Okay, I'm going to send you the video now. And then also I'll find the memes and post them to you. Yeah. Who else would be a nice daddy Doritos? Now that's a Father's Day ad I would like to see.
Well, I was going to say, what is his name? Is he Dr. Dorito, Mr. Dorito?
I'll be your daddy Dorito. I just don't.
Wait. Daddy Dorito played by Danny DeVito.
I hate you. You're ruining dreams. I hate you so much.
The name goes too well. It's decided. Daddy Dorito is Danny DeVito. Find me a better name.
So my favorite snacks are Rainer cherries, and it's because Michelle has ruined Doritos for me.
Okay, but for real though, this whole time I've been eating Cool Ranch Doritos because I have those in my house already. But Justin is eating a different snack. So could you please tell the listeners what that is and why it's not Doritos?
Yes. I am eating Rainer cherries because they are in season right now and I'm like trying to finish them off before they go bad.
Wait, what are Rainer cherries?
Oh my God. They're the candy cherries of nature's candy. They like have a higher sugar content and good source of fiber. Here, I'll put it on camera. Can you see it? Can you see it?
Oh, the kinds that have yellow on them?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I think they can only be grown in like a certain area. July to early August is their season. And they taste like grapes. I don't like regular red cherries, but these...
Oh, really? Oh, I freaking love cherries.
They're so good.
Oh, I need to get some then.
Yeah, Trader Joe's. I've been getting these in nectarines because they've just been num. But I'm eating them today right now because my cousin and I have been doing this like fitness program. Mm-hmm. And it's really made me focus on like hitting my macros and eating all the calories that I need to all day and making
That's
sure
great.
I'm eating new. No, it's not. Health is a lie. And
if it makes you feel well physically, then that's good.
I mean, my poops have been better, I guess.
That's fantastic.
Which is nice. Yeah. But like,
love a good poop.
I have my squatty potty too. So it's just
love a squatty potty.
But
also apologize to the listener, or I'm apologizing to the listeners because we're talking about these cherries that by the time your episode comes out on August 18th, the cherries will be out of season. So sorry, got to get them next year.
But you can look forward to it now.
Yeah, countdown. So sounds like it.
Oh my God. They're just so good.
Like your face right now, you just like look like pure joy. I love it.
But they're my like Doritos have been my like nighttime movie snack or TV show when we're like chilling watching TV. That's more Dorito time.
Yeah.
During the day, I try to eat more fruits and veggies as snacks, which I'm learning is not as boring as I thought it was. So,
well, from the freaking pure ecstasy that was just on your face when you ate that cherry, I think we've learned that fruits can be a fun snack.
Yeah, I feel like a toddler learning about eating all over again because I'm like, wow, fruit!
How do you feel about like dried fruit?
Oh, big fan. I mean, I don't think you can be Filipino and
not eat dried mangoes.
Or like, so I think just dried fruit is part of our culture.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely part of the culture. Yeah. Do you know what else is part of like my Filipino heritage culture though? And mainly just because of my mom. Freaking using nacho cheese Doritos in your taco salad.
That sounds bomb.
It's not. It's not Filipino, but like my mom makes it. So yeah.
Oh my god, that sounds. I might do that tonight.
It's so fucking good. Okay, this is the recipe. You make taco meat. We usually use turkey because it's like, you know, a little bit healthier than beef, but it's so good if you use beef. You do taco meat. You get, you know, lettuce of your choice. Romaine is my preferred. Tomatoes, olives, like black olives. I'm like getting confused in my head because now I'm just really want to eat that and I can't form words. Okay, so what you do is you make your taco meat, set it aside, dice up some tomatoes, cut up some green onions, cut up some black olives, get some kidney beans. I think that's it. And then you mix it all together with Catalina dressing. And then you mix it in with crushed up nacho cheese Doritos. And it's so ridiculously delicious. And then if you put like a little dollop of sour cream, a little tapatio. Mm. You know, you can customize it obviously to how you like, but that flavor combination is chef's kiss. Mwah.
What's Catalina's?
It's like red. It's basically like sweet ketchup.
Okay.
It's like, it's a dressing that I would never really use, but it's for whatever reason, the dressing that my mom uses for this insane taco salad. So, you know. Fun stuff.
Hey, Justin, is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah, you can find me at Instagram and Twitter at @_Jumilo. That's @_JUMILO.
Cool. See you on the internet. And now, back to snack time.
I miss your mom.
She misses you. She's always like, whenever she makes like a lot of Filipino food, she's like, if Justin was here, like, we could give this to him. I'm like, what do you mean?
Okay, let me know.
Stopping by the house to just pick up food all the way from LA.
Let me know, and then I'll just bike over. Like, let me plan ahead, and then I'll bike there.
Yeah, and you need to bike at like 5 a.m. It's way too hot during the day to bike at this point.
Yeah, and it's been super dangerous. Like, everyone on the roads is just so angry nowadays that like,
oh,
the last time I left out onto our main street to try and get up to the hills, I almost got hit twice.
Oh my god.
And it's just people are like either flying or they're changing lanes super quickly because they just, I think everyone's just, I mean, I get it, pandemic, everyone's angry. I'm trying not to hold it against them in their spirit, but like, god damn, just trying to get my ride in.
Yeah,
it's scary out there.
It is scary. But as you said, Doritos can make you feel better on the inside, at least for a little while, until the bag runs out.
And that's another thing. Do you have a family member that did that? Like almost finished the bag and then put it back in the pantry?
I like can't honestly think of a time where that's happened at my parents' house, but it might be because I'm repressing those memories because it is so damaging to your soul when you see that a snack that you really want to eat is basically gone. or someone ate it that's yours without asking and then you're like, okay, I guess this is okay. But I would say, like, if anyone was to do it, I feel like my sister would be probably the most likely to. And then just, like, laugh. when she sees my disappointment. But that was like maybe not her now, but like definitely her like before she went to college was like deriving a lot of her pleasure from my pain. Thank god she's grown up since then, but yeah, I feel like she would have been the one to do that.
It must be a little sister thing,
probably.
They're like, I can't do much, but this is how I can get back at them. This is it.
Just chip, chip, chipping away at my soul.
But you know
what? Chipping with chips.
I thought that was the pun you were making.
I'm punny without trying. And that's truly why I'm like a dad at heart.
So why don't you be the Doritos mascot instead of Danny DeVito?
Okay, someone else can, but like you have to propose it. And
I all did.
You come up with is Henry Cavill.
But see, here's the thing. And I said his name would be Daddy Dorito. And that's how the whole marketing is like, I'll be your Daddy Dorito. And then like holding Jacked or whatever. Like, you know, it's just.
Holding the Jacked flavor.
Did you know that that's actually a term is to get a Dorito bod?
No.
And I thought when I first heard that, I was like, oh, to get like fat. And they're like, no, because they people literally want to be shaped like a Dorito, like a triangle.
Oh, so they get
the broad shoulders and then the tiny waist.
I think I've heard like triangle, but not Dorito bod.
Maybe it is triangle and I'm just like substituting it. Or I heard it wrong.
I mean, you're definitely more in tune with like words related to fitness than I am. I think it's safe to say. Okay, also though, okay, you're the perfect person for me to ask this because you're like the most fit person that I am friends with. Have you heard this whole like kind of like body shaming towards Zac Efron and his like new thing? Okay. Which apparently, okay, I never knew. Okay, so backstory for the listeners if you don't know. Zac Efron is in this like new Netflix thing and he still looks like incredible. I mean, not that you have to be like super fit to look great, but like he's still really fit, but like has let his body hair grow and then like looks a little bit thicker, which I was like, okay, I think that looks good. But apparently like the reason why he doesn't look as like quote unquote cut as before is because in all those movies and pictures and stuff, when people's muscles look that defined, it's because they're like 3 days dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know this, and it like makes me so sad to think about.
Yeah, so a lot of the people who the Instagram models, the when they like look that jacked, they have to cut a lot of their water weight because that's where you get a lot of the bloating and you aren't able to see the definition in your muscles. So they do some crazy shit so that way that it's all like very defined.
That is but, so scary.
Like him, I saw this one picture of the new series that he's in. I would say his body in that picture is still, because he does all these fitness workout posts now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's still the same, like, he's not changing anything in his regimen, is what I'm trying to get at. Like, I think it is just like, that's his body healthy
hydrated. And then
hydrated. And the other one is like him starving for a picture
or dehydrating and himself. Like shaved because I guess like you know when you have body hair it obviously makes it look like there's more to you because there's fluff.
They called it they're like, oh, Zac Efron and his new dad bod, and I was like, this is not a dad bod.
Like you can see abs on him still.
Yes, it's like if this is what I'm supposed to have to look like as a dad is not gonna be good.
No, I mean, you know, society's expectations and perceptions of what the perfect body is are insane. But I never knew that to look the way that people look in these like super cut, ripped, jacked pictures, they're dehydrated.
And it's also like, look at all these people who are in these roles or who are fitness models and they have all these sponsors, like they dedicate their entire lives to looking this very particular way. And they have all these like ways of funding that and making sure that they're supported in their diet and everything.
Yeah.
So it was something early on when I started working out more that I had to be like, oh, like this is just unrealistic. So I have to make sure that I have my own like set goals personally.
Yeah. Yeah, their whole job is to look like that.
I think, what is it? Kumail Nanjiani?
Mm-hmm.
He has a new action film, right? He's going to be in the Eternals.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
Right? He's the one who got really jacked, right?
I'm honestly like not very up to date on like what movies are coming out.
I'm either going to come off very racist,
especially action movies. Like, you know, that's
no, yes, my... yeah. So he got super jacked, and like he commented on it, and because he's doing the new Marvel film, and he.
I'm looking up Eternals because I don't even know what this is.
So he like commented on it, like he has only gotten to this point because he had an entire team that was helping him to get and keep him on track.
Ooh, Salma Hayek.
Yeah, and they also have, I think, one of the first trans characters.
What? How cool! Wow, what a fun cast.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm excited for that. Hopefully, it ends up still coming out, you know, when it's supposed to. It says 2021.
I mean, Disney money, they're probably isolating everyone together in like a hotel and just figuring shit out so that way they can go back to production, you know?
Probably. Well, this has been a great conversation, Justin. Do you have any last words about Doritos before we go and can never speak of Doritos ever again?
Yeah, I think that I will admit to having some emotional bias to the spicy sweet chili. I don't recommend it. I don't think you should go out and try it if you want to like get a flavor that you should try. I think if you are going to venture out to a new flavor to try, I would recommend the Flamin' Hot. Not vegetarian ones. What is it? The new flavor. The organic ones, the white cheddar.
Oh, uh-huh.
Also very good. Also very good. Make sure you and all your friends are registered to vote.
Yes.
And look forward for Rain or Cherries. And please, please, please petition for another spokesperson for Daddy Dorito. And let's get Danny DeVito out of this chair because it's not right.
I thought we landed on Henry Cavill.
Yeah, but I get the name. I get the name, what's going on there.
So if there's someone better that has a name that sounds like Daddy Dorito, let us know.
Daddy Yankee?
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Justin, at Snack Time. It's been really fun having you.
Thanks, and Michelle.
Obviously, I want you to come back. I mean, you say that you're going through these different snack phases. So when Doritos is no longer on sale and it's a new chip or new snack, please come back and tell us all about it.
Oh, I'm so down.
All right. Thank you again. Thank you, listeners, for listening. And we'll see you next time on Snack Time. Bye.
Bye.